Dreamscape presents Where We Ended by Ashley Munoz, narrated by Lila Winters and Liam DeCosimo.
Prologue. Death Raider Territory. 21 years ago. The flashlight wasn't as bright as it was the last time Mom and I hid inside the big wardrobe. It reminded me of Narnia, and sometimes I acted like it was. Except there were no coats, and no winter. Just guns and leather cuts.
"Read it again, little tree."
My mom's eyes closed, but I saw her chest rising and falling, like she couldn't catch her breath. She only forced me inside the wardrobe with her when she was scared, or if someone had hurt her. This time, she was holding her side with a wince. I heard my dad yelling at her. And she always made sure the door was shut whenever he started, so I would never have to see what else he did. It made me sad because we'd just moved to a new club, and he wasn't supposed to follow us here. But somehow, he found us, and no one ever told him no, not even when my mom got a new boyfriend. I watched as she curled into herself while the flashlight lit up the cabinet walls. I wanted to go find help, but I didn't even know who to ask. My mom's hand came toward the book as she pushed it closer to me.
"Again."
With one last look at her side, I finally did as she said.
Umber...
I couldn't say the word, and I knew this would bug Mom and she'd snap. Not because she was mean, but she snapped when she was in pain. Scanning the next words, I moved past it and kept going.
"Light falls across the hands of my heart, whispering of all the darkness you draw upon."
My mom smiled, but I saw sweat begin to coat her forehead.
"The hands of your heart or pains?"
I checked the word again, feeling frustrated. She'd had me reading the stupid book since I was 6, and the words were still hard for me to read, now at 7.
Pains.
She smiled again.
"Good. Now keep going and don't stop until this light goes out. Mommy is going to take a little nap and you're going to keep reading, okay?" "No, please don't sleep. What if someone finds us?"
I begged, worried that she wouldn't wake up. She gave me a sad grin.
"I'll be here. You just keep reading that poetry. Fill your heart with tides and currents, little tree, so that one day it'll take you somewhere good and pure."
I wanted to say more, beg her to stay awake, but she kept holding her side and breathing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?